Now to tennis. Rafa Nadal, he's pulled out of the remainder of the Laver Cup in London because of personal reasons after he partnered his friend and great rival Roger Federer in a doubles match that brought down the curtain on the Swiss great's glittering tennis career. I don't know if you've seen these pictures that are doing the rounds and the videos of Federer and Nadal. It's surreal and it's odd. They obviously had this great enthralling rivalry for many, many years, but they were seen sitting on a chair crying after they combined for Team Europe in a doubles defeat at London's O2 Arena last night. Stephen Higgins was there for all of it, so we'll be chatting to him in just a moment. But here's a little clip of what Nadal had to say about Federer afterwards.
First couple of serves for me were super difficult. I was not able to do the normal movement. I started with a double fall. I was shaking a little bit. It had been a difficult day to handle every single thing, and at the end, everything became super emotional. For me, it had been a huge honor to be part of this amazing moment of the history of our sport, and at the same time, a lot of years sharing a lot of things together. When Roger leaves the tour, an important part of my life is living too. All the moments that he have been next or in front me in important moments of my life. See the family, see all the people. Difficult to describe, but yeah, an amazing moment.
That is Rafa Nadal talking about Roger Federer and about the match last night, and it doesn't actually do justice to really were strange pictures. As I said, Stephen Higgins was watching all of it. He was in the middle of it all. Is surreal the correct answer to use in relation to this? I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Surreal, extraordinary, incredible. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, at one stage at the end of the match, you had Roger Federer bawling his eyes out beside Rafael Nadal on a bench with Novak Djokovic trying to console both of them with pats on the shoulder. I never thought I'd see any sort of scene like that, given the rivalry and the matches and the clashes they've had over the years. It was something else.
And for any cynic out there, it was real. It wasn't played up for the cameras, knowing that the world was essentially watching them.
No, Roger and Rafa in particular have a very warm relationship. They spoke about that in the press conference afterwards, where I think Rafa said over the last 10 years or so, they've gotten ever closer, and Roger spent time at Rafa's academy. And in 2017, when they made the Australian Open final, they both were kind of delighted with their achievement, because about 6 months before that, both of them were injured and they were unsure of what their tennis future would hold. So certainly between Federer and Nadal, there's a very warm relationship. I think it's warmed up with Federer, Nadal and Djokovic. But the scenes last night, there's also, you know, Rod Laver was there, Stefan Edberg, obviously the players of both teams. John McEnroe couldn't stop hugging Roger Federer. It was an astonishing scene in front of an absolutely jam-packed O2.
Given the success of his rivals, Nadal and Djokovic in particular, I know Andy Murray had enjoyed a period there where they considered it the top four. Can you imagine any of the others getting this sort of reception?
You could hear it even in the cheers of the intros. Before each session of the Laver Cup, all the teams are introduced. They obviously naturally leave the big four till the end, and Federer the last. He is the co-creator of this tournament. There is a very respectable cheer for Novak Djokovic. There is an explosion of love for Nadal, and then Federer just goes into the stratosphere. He is adored. There's no way around it. As was mentioned in the speeches afterwards, and is true, wherever Roger Federer plays in the world, he gets the home crowd, to the frustration of the players from those countries. And it was definitely a somber celebration last night. There were people in tears. Everyone was in tears. At just, I suppose, what he represents to tennis, the style, what his game, what he's achieved. And he has been the forerunner and the leader of the modern era of tennis, which Nadal and Djokovic have followed. And now you have, in, say, Carlos Alcaraz, who's brokenhearted, the world number one, he'll never get to play his idol.
well, it's obviously Federer's last match, hence all this fanfare. He and Nadal lost their doubles match, and by all counts, not playing at their best, but there have been a few beautiful shots that Federer pulled off, and some ridiculous shots that he did manage last night.
Yeah, and it's just one of the things as well. On the Thursday, there was a practice session for children at the O2, and you have to put into the significance of this. Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray all shared a court, practiced together and then played a kind of a casual set, or as casual as you can get with 66 slams between the lines. This is all unprecedented. The reason the Laver Cup this year was going to be significant is because the four guys were going to play. Nadal had played in the past once, Djokovic had played in the past, but they never all played together and Murray had never played it. So even before Federer's announcement, it was going to be historic because we didn't know how long, given Serena's retirement this year, Juan Martín Del Potro, all that kind of generation, we didn't know how long this would continue. When Federer's announcement came, obviously it added a whole new colour to this week's proceedings. And it is like the one and only time that you'll see the four men who've defined the modern era of men's tennis on the same team together.
Sounds like you were a very, very lucky man. So thank you for coming on and sharing the experience with us. That's Stephen Higgins there.